This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli artillery was seen firing at Gaza close to the border on Tuesday as warplanes and tanks pounded the south of the besieged strip. Israel vowed to annihilate the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas after its militants killed 1,200 people and took 240 hostage in an October 7th cross-border attack on Israel, according to Israeli tell authorities. Israeli assault has killed at least 18,205 people and wounded nearly 50,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, passing a non-binding resolution, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
10 countries voted no on the ceasefire, including Israel and the U.S. The vote was a sign of support to end the war and of growing isolation of the U.S. and Israel.
We have one singular priority, only one. To save lives.
General Assembly President Dennis Francis says this is the unprecedented collapse of an already crumbling humanitarian system in real time.
In the name of humanity, I ask you all once again, stop this violence now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A declassified U.S. intelligence report assessed the Ukraine war has cost Russia 315,000 dead and injured troops, or nearly 90% of the personnel it had when the conflict began, a source familiar with the intelligence said on Tuesday. The report also assessed Moscow's losses in personnel and armored vehicles to Ukraine's military have set back Russia's military modernization.